entrance is passage. And now, he was a doctor, but he was in jail, down in jail. And his great-great-grandson, my grandmother's firstborn, guess what he was named? Millard David. Now, you know President, what did
he's from New Hampshire.
He accomplished two things, Millard Fillmore. Now, guess what they were? He was president of the University of Syracuse, and he had the law passed in Congress to quit putting folks in jail debt for debt. And it goes to show you how you inherit those things. My grandfather was of the third generation. He named his firstborn after Millard Fillmore. On account of doing away with debtor's jail in America. You know, up until 1860, 1860, that was the end of his term. That's when Abraham Lincoln. And the third thing, being one of the sorry presidents. But that's true, but he was a doctor. I can go back now. There's been a Davis doctor in Pickens County. My grandfather moved here in Tuscaloosa. Well, the Civil War was in 66.
Was this your father's grandfather?
You recording this?
Right, this is
what?
Is this your father's grandfather?
My grandfather was Daniel Puckett. Great grandfather. His name was Daniel Puckett. My father's name was Dr. John Lewis. He was a baby boy.
And was he born in Pickens County?
He was born just 1 mile. From the Pickens County line at Fox, Alabama. You got that down
right,
here.
Uh-huh.
You have it down there. But in the Davis, I'm the only that ever had sense enough not to make a doctor. Too hard a darn way to make a doctor. But where? I mean, make a living. People don't realize today the trouble and the dedication. I've seen my daddy, he had a car when they came in and he bought his first Ford automobile in 1913, I think, or 12. He had always 2 to 3 horses, saddle horses, some of the best horses I've seen him drive up, beat the horse, asleep on his horse, and the horse standing in front of the barn. Horse bring home. But then cold. The weather was lots colder when I was a kid by far than it is now. I tell you what dedicated me. In other words, the operating table, cut off an arm, cut off a leg, you know, you got so many seconds or so, if you don't cauterize it, go into shock, the dining room table. Now, I've seen that. In fact, I have given ether. I could do it. My daddy was very disappointed in me. I could cut you wide open meat and hamburger with my left hand. I can take it, but some can't. But it was too hard. All the roads and things. And today makes me sick sometimes here for bellyache about the road.
When they're so good.
Well,
it takes
20,
25 minutes to get
to Tuscaloosa,
Florida.
Gosh, I remember we used to go to Tuscaloosa in the car of the family, over the old road and a 10-mile hill. We had a gallon of water we'd always carry, because coming back, the old T-mile Ford would get overhead, had brakes, to scotch the hind wheel, let it cool off. Pour that water and let it cool off and crank up way back the hill. That was a rough spot. Mississippi River on the far side and this side, we swim a horse 2 or 3 weeks. And winter time, you know, you couldn't go unless you went on a train. But it was something. It's a creek right down here. Getting in a board a while ago, you couldn't do it. But today you can go at 75 or 80 miles an hour. I can drive from my carport to Tuscaloosa now. It's 22 2/10 miles from this carport to the carport to Stafford Inn, going the old road. And I get over by the airport and cut.